John, we do have a quorum in attendance at this time.
Sherry, thank you so very much. So at this time, I show 1:30 on my clock, and I would like to start the meeting. Sherry, if you could do a welcome and roll call.
Hey, on the telephone, myself, Sherry Schaefer, Mr. John Rockwell, Mr. Jim Goodman, Mr. Nate Skinner, Mr. Henry Cole, Tech Sergeant Jeremy Cordova, Mr. Chris Martin, Mr. Buckley Clark, Mr. Jim Nelson, Mr. John Kruna, Staff Sergeant James Angel, Ms. Naomi Ulrich, Mr. Scott Nelson. Is there anybody else on the phone whose name I have not called? Okay, present in Anchorage, I show Mr. Chris Letterman and Mr. Scott Stormo. Is there anyone else present in Anchorage whose name I have not called? Okay, that concludes the roll call.
Thank you so very much, Terry. Moving on to the first agenda item is the review and approval of the July meeting minutes. Hopefully everybody had a chance to read through Sherry's meeting minutes. Sherry, thanks again for the wonderful work that you've done capturing all the meeting minutes. At this time, if there's no questions, I would entertain a motion to approve.
This is Henry Cole. I move to approve the minutes.
Mr. Cole, thank you so very much. And a second?
This is Staff Sergeant Angel. I second.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate that. Are there any questions, comments, observations regarding the meeting minutes at this time? Hearing none, minutes are approved. Moving on to the next two items, the review of the issues and risk log and the action item list. I don't believe there are any updates to those. Sherry, if you would review, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, that is correct. There are no changes to either the action item list or the issues and risk log.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Sherry. Moving on to the operations management overview, Mr. Letterman. Chris, you're on mute if you're speaking.
I was muted. Thank you, John. I just was pausing for a second to announce that we've got some new arrivals here in the tutor conference room. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, Jim Nichol, Motorola. Fred Miller, Motorola.
And I think I also heard another ding on the conference line. Who just joined, please?
Bob Chickarola with Ketchupec Emergency.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get started with the OMO overview. I think first and foremost, and I'll defer this to Scott because Travis is on a mountain down in Cordova today, but the GTR progress, our project progresses, and they are continuing to install antennas and install GTRs. The word that I had from Travis yesterday was that after Cordova this week, they are planning to do basically northern southeast Alaska over the next 2 weeks. That would be Sitka, Juneau, Skagway area. And then as weather permits, they'll jot on down to Ketchikan when they can. Just, you know, bear in mind that the weather is turning already. So they're going to be playing against that. And then, that's about all I have to update on that, the GTR project. And I'll just keep going. Any questions on the GTR project? Okay. Membership agreements, this will probably be the last time that we mention this, but we do have all the membership agreements now. We received the last one on July 15th. I would remind everyone and those of you that are, you know, the reps on the call, please stress to your organizations or agencies that you kind of are representing or that reach out to you to keep their POCs up to date. I think that's the only reason why we kind of faltered on getting all the membership agreements completed by the first this year. There were some out-of-date POCs, so let's make sure that we have all of our POCs up to date, and that's just an easy email to the help desk. Alongside of that, and not necessarily following your agenda, but I did want to mention that we had a couple of new radio in user subscriber units that have passed the ATP process over the past month or so. I'd like to announce that the Harris XL 200, the Harris XL 185, and this is a couple months old, but the BKR 5000, all three of those radios are now approved for operation on ALMR. They're TDMA certified, and you'll find information on them out on the website. Just wanted to make sure that everyone knows that. And you also see the Motorola APX is listed now on the website, thanks to some very quick ATP work done by the SMO staff members. Any questions on that? Okay, moving on to the training. So we have met the new training coordinator. Those of you that don't know yet, it's Mr. Dan Nelson, who is going to be moving on to a private, I think his own private business now, doing support in this emergency services realm. We met with him and Joe on the 19th and put together a transition plan. Those of you that are involved in the TTE exercise, that script is still being produced between Dan and Joe, and it's going to, you know, eventually go over to Dan completely. I did have a note here that the participant roles have been assigned, and just to expect more on this later this month. Those of you that are involved. Any questions on the training? All right. On outreach and the surveys, we've started work on these. That work's going to continue through this month, and I'm hoping to get them out the door by the end of August. Again, this is the basically user satisfaction survey and the prioritization and coverage surveys. So be looking for those. And please do, those of you that are user council reps, send those on out to your agency so that we can get as wide of participation this time as we can. Don't think that just because you get the link that you're the only one that can fill it out. Any questions on that? Okay. The next bullet I have is the vacant municipalities north primary. This has been vacant for several months, and I'm kind of just bringing it up as a get it out on the table. We're wondering if anyone knows if anyone is even thinking about taking on this role. I don't know if excuse me, Deputy Chief Beeren is on the line or not. Okay, we'll keep that tabled. For the July document reviews, we completed the high-level communication strategy review, the OMO customer support plan, the user council charter, the interoperability policy procedure 300-TAC-3, and the key management facility policy procedure 400-TAC-17. Questions on that? Wow. Okay. I don't think I've gone this fast before. For July system metrics, overall calls were 1,213,683, down about 14,000. Push-to-talks were 2.2 million and some change, down 32,000 from previous. And then busies went down 564 to 1,040. And subscriber count, we're approaching 24,000. We're at 23,884. That's up 337 from June. And again, the plug from the help desk, please, if you're adding new radios, new subscribers, take your old ones out. That's just a quick email to the help desk so they can remove those from the system. The final one that we do for the metrics, the sites under 3.9s, we don't have that report yet from the SMO. I suspect that it'll be coming in the next couple of weeks and we can get a revised metric slide out to everyone. I did want to highlight the website traffic. We had 57% new visits, 165 sessions, over 500 page views last month. So it's getting some use and it's getting some traction. And again, you know, we are using that as a platform for training and forums and all sorts of information on ALMR. So please use that and continue to share what you can about ALMR and include that website in what you do share. And I think that about covers it for me. Yeah, I'm done. Thanks.
Chris?
Sorry.
Chris, thank you so very much. Are there any questions for the Operations Management Office, even items that were not covered on the list? Hearing none at this time, we move on to the next bullet item, which is the System Management Office. But since Mr. Travis Connett is, as Chris said, up on the mountain in Cordova, is there anybody from the System Management Office that would like to take this slot? If not, the next agenda item is the State of Alaska and Department of Defense overviews. We'll start with Scott. Mr. Stormwell?
Good afternoon, all. Just rinding up through some busy summer PMs to all the sites. We haven't been able to get out and do that very much over the last several years due to a lot of vacancies and a lot of travel freezes. So this has kind of been the first year where we are trying to get to as many sites as possible to do a purposeful visit during the summer months to take care of stuff from cutting the brush off of the grounds areas, getting it out of the fence, to changing oils on the generator and fueling the generators and blowing dust out of the equipment. So it's we've had most people out almost week after week through much of the summer, so there were very few people in the office. They've either taken time off or they've been on the road. So definitely appreciate all that they're doing to keep the system working for everybody. I don't really have anything to add to the GTR upgrade progress other than they've been going at it still week after week and are hopeful that they will be able to get cooperative weather to get to the helicopter sites that remain, because those are obviously the most challenging ones to get the time and the equipment up on the site. You have a good 8 to 10 hours there to do the work without getting chased off because of weather. So hopefully they'll be able to get all those done before the light gets too short and the snow starts to fall. Otherwise, we'll be doing some more of those next spring. Other than that, I do not have anything else, unless there's any questions for me.
Thank you, Scott. Scott, this is John Rockwell. One quick question that I do have is, I know Claire from the SMO office sends out the metrics as far as the sites being affected, the amount of outage anticipated, what dispatch organizations are being contacted. Do we have a percentage of complete or a guesstimate regarding how far you are along the GTR upgrade?
It's about two-thirds of the way through them. There's, I think, 22, 23 left to go.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. There's about 22, I think, left.
Excellent. Thank you both. I appreciate that. Are there any questions for Scott Stormo at this time? Thank you very much, Scott, and thank you very much for the update regarding the GTRs and PMs. And I do want to give kudos to, you know, all the members of your staff, because I know that they've been working hard and diligently getting out there and climbing the mountains and doing the PMs and, you know, doing all the work that you've got for them. So thank you for keeping the system going. The next bullet is DOD. Is there anybody from the Department of Defense that can or would like to give us an update or overview at this time?
Well, I'm Rick Williams. I'm here. I'm part of the Army. I don't represent the DOD.
Well, thank you, Rick, for an update from the Army's perspective then.
Yeah, from the Army's perspective, we are working through the proposed upgrade, which the Army is not funded for this year. We're looking at our options, but at this time, we're not prepared to move forward with an investment this year. We, as you know, we've made over the last 4 years, we've made about $7 million worth of investment. And right now, the well's a little dry. We'll see what that's going to look like next FY. We've completed our power upgrades at Black Rapids, at Donnelly Dome, and at Fort Greeley. And we are looking at some capital improvements up there on Birch Hill. Last month, we had an issue where we had some equipment malfunction. The whole place overheated, and then we had a lot of equipment malfunction. So we're looking into the causes of that and the best possible remediation. I'd say that's all I have for the group.
Rick, thank you so very much. And just to clarify, when you speak of upgrade, you're talking about the 7.20/21 upgrade that we anticipate first quarter of calendar year 2022.
Yeah, that is correct. We are unfunded at this point. Of course, that's a volatile environment with the Army and can always change. But if not, we're going to have to look at means to remain a viable part of the cooperative until this is funded.
Right. And then also, when you mentioned next fiscal year, does that start October 1st of 2021, or are you talking about 13 months or 14 months from now?
The new year starts 1 October for us, and we could be talking either a few months or many months, because that is based on Army priorities. And when I say Army priorities, I don't mean, you know, the guys down the hall. I mean the guys in Washington, D.C. So based on, you know, big Army priorities is how we'll be able to make our investments. The last few years, LMR was well-funded, and right now, LMR and just about everything else is a little bit less well-funded, so more to follow.
Right. Well, thank you so very much for the update and for the clarification. Are there any other questions for Mr. Williams? Hearing none, we can move on to new business. The first item on the new business agenda is the Iridium demonstration report. Chris, is that your bullet item or someone else's?
That might be one that was from last user council meeting, but I'm happy to basically, I can repeat almost from memory what happened.
Well, I do appreciate that, so please do. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. So there was a demonstration that was held at the Articom headquarters here in Anchorage. It was, let's see, there was representatives from Iridium, representative from ICON, representative from Thales, representative from, I think, SatCom, I think was the name of the company. But regardless, what they were able to demonstrate is using basically, it's an ICOM piece of equipment. And those of you that have looked at the quarterly newsletter, it's pretty well detailed on the in that story, and there's actually a picture of the piece of equipment. But it interfaces with I think they just used an APX mobile, and the probably the most intriguing thing is the antenna system that connects to the Iridium satellite service. Is it runs all over power over Ethernet, and it's all contained within the antenna system that sits on top of the roof. So there's no coax plus power, etc., that has to be run. It's really just a piece of Cat 6. So in terms of like installation costs, that's a huge win. But regardless, the demonstration was successful. We were able to listen very clearly. The audio was very good between some test calls that were done over ALMR and it was an Iridium push-to-talk satellite radio, not like a satellite phone, but an actual push-to-talk device. And I want to say we talked to someone in Georgia and someone in Colorado, and it was surprisingly clear. There is a little bit of delay that's been programmed in just to establish the audio path, a couple milliseconds that easily can be trained into user operations. But for the most part, I think it was a successful test. I know that they're very interested in getting back up here and doing, you know, more testing, more demos, getting the word out that that's a viable solution. And, you know, John, I think it's exciting because it essentially makes the footprint of AOMR much bigger. And when I think of like the public safety aspect of that, it's very exciting. So I guess more to come, right?
Right. And I agree with you, Chris, 100%. I know that in the past we did an Iridium push-to-talk test utilizing the satellite phones. And I'm really excited about this potential upgrade. On the public safety side, unfortunately, I kind of dropped the ball a little bit over the last 3 weeks. I was supposed to get the phones back to get the upgrade moving and then back out in the field. I will work on doing that. I'll make sure to put that on the front burner instead of the back burner this time. And so, yeah, I am excited. Are there any questions regarding the Iridium test going on right now? Well, hearing none, I would like to open the floor to any new business. Not only new business, but if you have any questions that you'd like to ask anybody in the group, you know, right now is a golden opportunity. You've got some incredible, radio folks out there. I think of Nate Skinner and Jim Goodman and, you know, of course, Scott and Chris. But that if you have any questions on how do you do something or what should you do, this is an opportunity. Well, at this time, I'd like to announce the next meetings are scheduled for September 1st and October 6th. But before we sign off, are there any other issues that anybody would like to bring up? Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. I appreciate it, and I appreciate all the information that has been given. So at this time, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Is that you, Jim, motioning to adjourn?
Yeah, if I could remember to turn my mute off, I do.
Thank you, Jim. And a second.
Chris Marta out of Allison, I motion to.
Chris, thank you so very much. All right, yeah. Thanks again, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.